You're listening to American Girl Women with Laura Treader and Lindsay Adams-Franca. This is a podcast where two millennial gals gather around the microphone and reminisce on the cultural phenomenon that took our childhood by storm, American Girl dolls. Contrary to what you might think, we aren't just talking about dolls here. We're diving into the high highs and the low lows of getting hooked on American Girl and all the childhood memories that come flooding back. So join us and a few special guests each week as we become American Girl women.
Today on American Girl Women, we are joined by Patience Woodrell, who you may know on Instagram as Vintage Pleasant Company. Patience is based in Portland, Oregon, where she works in social media marketing and enjoys reading, cooking, and expanding her American Girl collection. Originally from Kansas City, Patience grew up with dreams of becoming a fashion designer, astronaut, or writer, and grew in her love for literature, especially diving into the American Girl series. We have so much to chat about today on our episode, so let's get into it. Patience, welcome to AGW.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We are so excited to have you, Patience, and we have been looking forward to this for such a long time. We absolutely love your content over at Vintage Pleasant Company. It's just a delight and a pleasure to find a kindred spirit in the American Girl nostalgia universe.
Thank you so much. Oh, I'm so excited to chat with you ladies today.
Oh my goodness. Oh. Patience, I remember when we saw your account the very, very early days earlier this year. And I think you were showing a video showing one of your dolls, and in the background on your shelf was the American Grill from the Girl of Today collection. And Laura and I adore the American Grill by name alone. It's just incredible. And I was like, I love this gal.
Yes, that's how you know. By the way, what do we think they were doing with that? Because that is so cheeky for them. Like, they did not like veer into that like honey territory, really. And when we were looking through that catalog and saw American Grill, it was like, oh, they're having a little laugh, aren't they?
Yeah, it's so funny because I have slowly started to accumulate a lot of like Vintage Pleasant Company and like American Girl stuff. And my husband is very supportive, but also he's like, that's a lot of stuff. But when I got the American Grill, he was really supportive because he loves to grill, and he has like several grills of his own because he's just like loves to do that stuff. So when I had a little mini Weber, he was like, I fully support this.
Oh my gosh.
You should display that in the living room. So,
Oh my God. It's so cute.
Did it come with little food, like little hamburgers?
The food is separate. So it just came with like the grill and then like a little mini spatula, which is super cute. But I was like, I always wanted this when I was a kid and I never got it. So I was like, is it okay if I get this? He's like, yeah, just order it. So found it on eBay. And yeah, I love it.
That is such a fun purchase. Oh my God. I have never seen it in person, but does it have like a good weight to it?
Like, it does. It's like, it's a quality mini grill, I'll have to say. So
that is incredible.
Yeah. Wow. I love it.
Oh my goodness. Well, Patience, we cannot wait to chat today. Like, you are just so embedded into the American Girl Instagram community. Like, we absolutely adore everybody, you know, who partakes in AGIG, but connecting with you especially has been truly wonderful. And today is our first time meeting face to face, but it feels like we're old friends. Like,
yes,
we jumped on this Zoom a little bit before we started recording, and we could really just chat all night. We adore you so much.
Oh, you're so sweet. No, agreed. When I first saw your Instagram account for the podcast, I was like, oh, this is what I've been waiting for, like someone to host a podcast and talk about all the nostalgia that American Girl brings. So the feeling is mutual.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, we have so much to chat about today. So before we get into American Girl, could we just kick it off hearing what you were like growing up?
Yeah. Extremely shy, very like introspective, like love to read, love to put on plays like for my parents, love to make up stories, and I would like write my own little like comic books. Like I would sketch my comic books and like write stories and make my own like pop-up books. So yeah, a very quiet kid with like a lot going on in her head for sure. So
Oh my
yeah.
God, that's so fun that you were making pop-up books.
I know. So creative. Wow.
Right? Oh my
It
God. The
was
hold pop-up books had on me as a kid. Like,
fun.
I love them. Did you have the Bitty Baby book or like come across it? Like
You know
the
what? I don't
Arn
think I
Baby?
ever had the Bitty Baby books, but I did have a Bitty Baby. But I don't think I ever had the
Ooh.
books. So,
Were they
yeah.
pop-up books, Lindsay?
There was one, I don't know about the Bitty Bear books that you see with like
Oh.
the outfits, but there was a book called Our New Baby, and it was written by Pleasant Roland.
Wait, it was written by Pleasant?
What?
Yes. And this was like the ultimate pop-up book. Like there were so many things to play with inside of it. Like I received it when I was very young, like maybe probably around the time my little brother was born, when I was almost 5 years old. And I vividly remember this book and all of the little tabs that you pull. Like there was a really fun one for baby powder, I remember, that had like a clear plastic with.
Wait, that sounds so familiar.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay, keep going, keep going. Sorry to interrupt. That sounds really familiar.
I hope you had it or had seen it. It was incredible. Like there were just so many little elements to it, and it was just so cute and charming. And yeah, I don't know if Pleasant wrote any other books other than Our New Baby, but I'm very curious. But yeah, pop-up books were just so special and such like a fun element of childhood for me that I really love that you were creating them on your own.
Yeah, it was fun. Had a lot of fun.
What
That's so
other
cute.
things were you like playing with dolls besides American Girl? Or was like American Girl kind of like your first entry into dolls? Or were you not a Barbie person at all? What was your, I don't know, what were the other things you were playing with as a kid?
Yeah, I really liked Barbie, but my mom did not allow me to have Barbie just because she felt like they
Oh.
were like so developed. So I think
She's not
about,
wrong.
I know, but she's just like, oh, look at those boobs. And I was just like, you can't have those, you're too young. So a lot of like, oh, what were the, they were like not water babies, but they had like, you could put water in them. And I don't know how to describe them. I wish I knew what the name of this baby doll was called because I took that baby everywhere. But I want to say it was like the waterbed version of a doll. Is that weird to say?
Ooh,
But
no, it
like you could
sounds
like,
familiar.
you could put like water in it. And so it was kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. Somebody out there will know and let me know. But,
It sounds so familiar to me because I'm pretty sure my preschool outlawed people bringing them to school because they you could open them and they would like leak or whatever. And
Yes.
so they were like, no water babies. I don't even know if that's what they're called, but that sounds very familiar to me. So they were like, they had quite the reputation, I feel like, when we were kids.
Yeah, definitely gonna
Wow.
look that up after this call, but
I know. I'm hoping that you could
yeah.
track it down and then track down the commercial on TikTok. Like,
Yes.
nothing warms my heart more than seeing like an ad for a toy from the 90s that I
It's
completely
the
forgot
best.
about.
It's the best thing ever. That's like what I do in my spare time is like I side project, but like I'm working on a super duper short like YouTube doc for Pleasant Company. And so I've just been like tracking down all of these old like ads,
Oh
interviews with
my
Pleasant and all sorts of stuff. So it's been really fun to like compile everything and
That is
like put it
so
together.
cool.
So yeah,
That
I'm
is
excited about
incredible. Oh my
that.
goodness,
Yeah.
you must have found such interesting content.
It's been good stuff. I found this Addie promo VHS. And it's
Whoa.
like maybe like 15, 20 minutes long, but it they have
Wow.
like a mom and daughter holding the Addie doll and like taking her through like the books and all of, the Addie merchandise, and it's just like really cool to
Wow.
see. And it's so old. It was maybe like, when did Addie come out? Was it 95? 90,
Yeah, I want to
94?
say maybe like 94, 95. Yeah.
Yeah. So VHS has clearly been through a lot. And so I got it digitized, and it was just so cool to get it back and see all this
Wow.
footage. So
That
yeah.
is
It's
incredible.
incredible.
I feel like
So
Cousin
cool.
Company is like the gift that just keeps on giving. Like, you think
Yes.
you've seen everything, and like, there's so much to uncover. That is
Seriously.
incredible. Oh my goodness. Please keep us posted on that
I
project.
will.
Well, Patience, getting in the to the American Girl of it all, what was your earliest memory of American Girl?
My earliest memory is having the catalog, but I don't remember how we got it. I just remember, how they have like the full length prints of the dolls, like if like a
Yes.
two page
Yes.
spread. And I remember seeing Addie in that catalog and like having the two page spread as if it were like my doll. And so like spending like all of my time with this like paper catalog, like pretending like it was the doll itself. And so yeah, it's like I just want this doll. And my mom, of course, like took notice, but I also knew it was like really expensive. But that was probably my first memory with like knowing what American Girl doll was.
Oh my God,
Is
that's
just like
so
getting the
cute. How old were you at that point, if you remember?
I want to say I got Addie in 97. So it was probably like 96. So I was probably like
Oh my gosh, that
five or
is
six. Yeah.
so cute. Before you
Yeah.
got your Addie doll, did you know anyone who had an American Girl doll?
I don't think I did. And if I did, I don't remember.
Yeah.
My sister was born in 97, and maybe I was feeling a little bit left out. So
Yeah.
I feel
Oh.
like part of it was like, here's this doll. You're still loved, you're appreciated, but you're a big sister now.
Oh.
So yeah.
Ooh, I wonder if
That is
that
so
played a role
sweet.
in me getting a doll. The timing lines up with when my brother was born.
I feel like moms, they've got something going on in there. 'Cause I feel like as a mom, I'd
Right?
probably do the same thing, for my oldest. Yeah,
Yeah.
the attention's on this little
Yeah.
one right now, but here's a little something to know that
Right?
you're loved and appreciated. So
Oh my God, I know. And my materialistic ass would be like, great. What
I'd be
else can
like,
I
Exactly.
have?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And now, Patience, what was your favorite thing about getting your Addie doll? Was it her clothing? Was it her books? What was drawing you to her as your initial first doll?
It was seeing such a beautifully crafted doll that like looked like me, because in the 90s, I mean, we had like Barbies, but obviously, as I have said earlier on, my mom didn't want me to have Barbies. So like all the dolls with like brown skin, like they were nice, but they weren't like, I don't know, there was something about Addie that was just so different. And I could tell even as a young girl, like her textured hair, her dress, her skin, just like everything about her was so like comforting and kind of just like felt like home. So
Yeah.
that for me was like really special.
That is so
Oh,
special.
that's
And
amazing.
with dolls too, I feel like you either skew like very young, like baby doll territory, or the older Barbie with boobs. You know,
The
there's
developed
not yeah.
Barbies.
There's not so much in between, and especially
Right.
like to be able to like relate to a doll, there weren't many options, at least in the 90s, of
Yeah.
dolls that were like the girl's age that would be playing with them. Like, I can't
Right.
really think of others.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
don't
And we
know, around
definitely
age
like
10.
had them, but they were like plastic and like the hair would like fall out after like 3 days of like brushing it, So it's just like wasn't top quality, but
Yeah, well,
yeah.
that's like one of the things we've talked about with like guests over our different, interviews has been that American Girl did a really good job with like creating stories and personalities for the dolls. So like even, before cracking an Addie book, I feel like you can see elements of her story and her personality and her time period, just in her clothing and accessories. And then they like really build on that in the book. So it's like really powerful to get like sucked in by that first American Girl character that you connect with, I think.
Yeah, and even the catalog descriptions paint such a rich story as well. Like all of these different ways that Pleasant Company is just drawing us in.
Yeah,
Yes.
I know.
Patience, what clothing did you have for your Addie?
Let's see. Her meet dress, of course, I had her Christmas gown.
Oh, great
Ugh,
gown.
so beautiful,
Incredible. Oh
stunning,
my goodness.
amazing.
So
I
incredible.
had her birthday outfit with like the brown gingham
Oh my
print.
goodness. That is such a beautiful look.
I
Oh my
love it so much.
God.
It's so cute. And let's see, I had her nightgown. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I had for her. I've recently like added to her collection, so I'm trying to like separate the two. I think I want to say that's it. And then my mom, she was a seamstress,
Oh,
so she made a lot
wow.
of clothes for me for my doll. So,
Oh my
so cool.
goodness. Oh my gosh. That's like unlimited potential.
Yeah. So, a lot of
Seriously,
fun.
did she have like the patterns from the Pleasant Company catalog, or did she make them
I want to
herself?
say she just like freestyled the patterns and
Wow.
was just like, here you go, I made a dress for Addie. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. So,
Wow, that's so incredible. Do you have any of those outfits still?
I don't. And it's so sad because I'm like, I know she made several outfits for my doll and I don't have any of them. And I'm like,
Yeah.
where do they go? So
Oh no. Were they
I don't
like,
know.
were they from like the 1800s style, or were they more modern for her?
More modern.
Oh,
Yeah.
cool. Okay,
So,
she's versatile.
yeah, Addie was just like a versatile queen. So, I don't know where they went. It's so funny because, like, between when I kind of grew out of American Girl, but then also, like, kind of wanted to get back into it. This was like between the ages of, like, I don't know, like maybe 10 and 12. I had Addie in storage for so long and then like brought her back out and she had like her silver eye thing going on. So
No,
had
oh my
to send her into the
gosh.
doll hospital.
Oh no.
Yeah.
God.
So
Oh my
Silver
God.
eye. Silver eye is really just like it is a pervasive disease within the American Girl doll community. Like the way
Yes.
that it just sneaks up
I know.
on
I'm like, what
these
happened to her?
dolls.
Right?
Seriously.
It's kind of funny that there's like an age specific ailment for the
I
doll.
know.
Like,
I know.
oh, she
And
got
I
silver
felt like
eye.
so guilty as like a doll mom. I'm like, I left her here for like
Oh
years. I didn't take care of her and now she has silver on.
no.
So
Oh
yeah.
my
Oh
goodness.
my gosh.
Was there a favorite item that you had for Addie or any of your dolls that you're like,
Ooh,
oh, that was the
favorite
best?
item. I want to say, ooh, that's so hard. I feel like I got Josefina and I got her, I think it was like nighttime necessities. Like it was like a little, oh, I don't know how to describe it. It was like a little wooden box with like all these trinkets.
Yes, it was
And
like
I
a
feel like,
hand carved box. I remember it. Yeah.
And I also had her like drinking gourd. I don't know if that was like her meat accessories or not. I can't remember, but I just always thought like her, those like tiny trinkets were just like so amazing.
She has some really good ones in her collection too. I'm a Josefina stan. She was my second doll. Yeah, Josefina Hive represent. But I loved like her like little bedroom accessories too. Like her green sleigh bed was so cool.
So
She
good.
had like a little like animal skin rug to go with it, which was so chic.
That
She had like a
rug.
weaving loom. Like she had some great stuff.
Some amazing stuff. Josefina was definitely that girl. And fun fact, we share the same birthday, March 19th.
Oh my God. Oh wow.
So
Pisces.
Pisces Queen.
And then what other dolls did you have growing up?
So I had Bitty Baby, Addie, Josefina, Kirsten, and I had American Girl of Today. I forget what number. I can't think of the number unless I'm like looking at the catalog.
Oh, that's so fun. We recently did an episode about the American Girl of Today meat outfits. Which outfit did your Girl of Today come with?
She came with the, oh man, it's like the green mini skirt and the purple cardigan.
Yes.
That is my favorite meat outfit
Oh
ever.
my
That's a good one.
God.
So good. Was it like the go anywhere outfit? Is that what it's called?
That's what it's
Yeah.
called.
Oh my God,
Yeah.
great memory. That's the look
So
that I
good.
said that I would wear that look, like of all of them. Like, I think that is, I love it.
Something very Mary-Kate and Ashley about that look, I feel like.
Yes. Mary Kate and Ashley have my heart. I love them so much. But yes.
Same. Same. It reminds me of an outfit they would wear on Two of a Kind.
Yeah.
What were some of the things that you had wanted but never had?
Wanted but never had a lot of stuff from Samantha's collection because it was just so beautiful to look at. I definitely wanted her bed. Never got it. I don't know if I even like ever asked for it though, but I just like loved staring at it in the catalog and like circling stuff that I knew I would never have. I definitely wanted Addie's like ice cream set.
Oh yeah.
And I finally bought one for myself
Oh
a couple weeks ago. And it's just so cute and so tiny. And I can't believe they were like, you can actually make real ice cream with this.
Oh
And I
my
thought,
gosh.
have you
Well,
tried? No.
I had that little ice cream maker, and my mom and I made it together, and it was a task that foreshadowed the tensions that could come with a mother-daughter relationship in my future teen years, because I feel like we were both getting so, I was like seven probably, and we were both getting so frustrated making it, and then it made like a tablespoon
Like
of ice cream.
this. Worth it. They're like, make your own doll-sized amount of ice cream, which is literally like this much.
And by the time you set it up in front of the doll, it's like fully
It fully
melted.
melted. It's like ice cream soup.
Oh my God, that is so funny. Did either of you have Easy Bake ovens growing up? Yes, I was just thinking about the Easy Bake the other day and how that is so Montessori of the 90s to be like, cook yourself something.
It's so true. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, I
Yes.
loved that thing. I remember being like in my playroom in our basement, making that, like not even in the kitchen making it, and just making myself a little chocolate cake on a whim. I freaking love that.
I can't even believe that, like, how did that toy like make it into production? Like, it's insane to think about. Like, you're giving kids an oven.
Honestly, powered by like a light bulb. Actually, I don't even follow this woman on TikTok, but she keeps coming up on my For You page, who probably has very valid points about like the toxicity of plastic and how like just how to be like plastic free in your life. And it really makes me nervous for like pretty much everything in my apartment. Like, I'm a little scared of my air fryer at the moment, but I'm like, the Easy Bake Oven is probably not great. Not great. You think about
Oh,
all of those like
not
endocrine
great.
disruptors in it.
I don't know about you all, but I used that one time and one time only and never again.
Really?
Yes, because I think it required so much adult supervision that my parents were like, we don't have time to watch you play Easy Bake Oven.
I remember it tasting so good though. I'm like, this was not half bad.
I
But you only
know.
get like a couple mixes with the kit.
It's like this big.
And then what do? You have to like buy more from the store?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like at that point, like you have the oven already, so the intention is to buy more, but I never
Well, that wasn't, I only made the things that it came with and then
did.
put that in a box, never to be seen again.
That's so funny. Ah,
Oh my
yes,
God.
memories, good times.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised, honestly, that American Girl didn't have. I mean, I'm not surprised because I think this would have veered into the gimmicky realm, but it wouldn't necessarily shock me if there was like some kind of component to the American Grill that could like turn on or like, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of what other things they had. So they had the ice cream maker, and there was they had like a lot of like interactive stuff. Like what was I forget like what the accessory, like the title, but they had one for each historical girl. Like for Addie, they had the like embroidery set.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Yes. But
Yes.
yeah.
I feel like didn't Felicity have like a mandolin that you could really
Yes.
play?
She did. Oh my goodness. I love that all of like the accessories, or maybe not all of them, but some were like functional, even if they were tiny, like Samantha's watercolor set, I think you could really paint with. And didn't Addie have another kit, like a sweet potato
Pudding.
sprout pudding? Yes, that was the one thing I wanted. That was like at the top of my list that I never got. And I also found that
Oh my
on my
gosh.
eBay journey hunt. So, the little skillet, it's like you can actually put it in the
Yes.
oven.
The
Like they're like,
tiniest cast iron.
oh my God, that is the
it's so
cutest cute.
thing. It's so
Yeah.
cute. Oh my
It's
goodness.
adorable.
Why is
Yeah.
everything just significantly better when it's small?
I know. I know. I know. Yeah.
I just love tiny things.
Same.
Tiny treasures. I mean, Pleasant
Yes.
Company knew it too. American Girl was on to us
Yes.
with
Yes.
that tiny treasures book.
Yeah, I love that book.
Me too. Patience, were you into, speaking of the books, were you into any of the American Girl nonfiction books, like Care and Keeping of You or any of the craft books like that?
Yes, I have the Care and Keeping of You right here.
Oh my God,
And
yes.
scarred for life. No, but
No.
my mom gave me that book, and I don't think I knew quite what to do with it after I read it. I was like, oh wow, that was a lot of information. But
Such an
no,
exciting time in your life because you're like, ooh, this is all gonna happen. And now I like looking back, I'm like, ew, like why was I excited about
exactly. I
that?
don't know, but it yeah, the Care and Keeping of You. I had a lot of their like craft books. Tiny Treasures comes to mind.
I have a question for you, and
Yes.
we've talked about this with people like in the DMs, but with the craft books, were you actively doing the crafts or were
Yes.
you, oh, good for you. I
Yeah.
have so many of the craft books, but I never did them, even though I was a very crafty kid.
Yes. I It's so funny because I feel like my mom was just like, do you want to do another one of these? Because it was just like so it's hard to like source the materials you needed for like some of
Yeah.
these crafts in there, but I was
Yes.
like so adamant about doing them. And then we had Addie's cookbook as well. I don't think we ever made anything from that cookbook, but it was fun to look at. And
Totally.
yeah, paper dolls and
Yeah.
all that good stuff. So
I loved the paper dolls. And one of our AG friends, Ashley May, at American Girls Review, she sent through a whole bunch of magazines and books from American Girl that were going through, and also included some paper dolls of the historic characters. And they're just like works of art. Like everything
Yeah.
is so beautiful.
Agreed.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I love the style of like illustration they had that was like consistent throughout all the books and then the nonfiction books as well. Like they just did such a good job. Like I would frame those illustrations.
Pleasant Company made all these like reading posters of all the historical girls. And I
Yeah.
recently got the Addie like reading poster and had it framed and everything, but it's downstairs, so I don't have it up here. But
Oh my goodness, that's incredible. I've seen those in the catalog and they are so beautiful. I'm so No, they're
happy you
so have
cool.
that.
Same.
Did you post about that on your Instagram,
I think
Patience?
it was like Instagram stories. I was like, where the hell am I going to put this? That's huge.
Oh my gosh,
It's
yes.
so big.
I
And
think I remember seeing it and being like, oh my God, I didn't even know that they had these. Like, it's
yeah.
so pretty. Oh my
It's so
gosh.
pretty. It's so cute. So I'm like, once we have a house and little like sitting reading room, then I can like put it up and
Perfect. A
stare
place
at it.
of
So
honor.
yeah, exactly.
Honestly.
So, patience, I would love to just get on the topic a little bit of, we're talking about your love for American Girl as a kid, and now obviously many of our listeners will know Vintage Pleasant Company as well. But what sort of inspired you to start revisiting your love of American Girl? Was it something that you had been sort of doing for a while and then decided to take to Instagram, or is it more of a new thing?
I will say I feel like I like never fully left American Girl. Like I've always been like a collector of things, and like when I'm interested in something, I'm like fully like all the way in. I think that's my
Yep,
ADHD. But
same.
I'm like wholly committed. And so like I think I got Kirsten when I want to say like maybe I was like 20, 21, and I just wanted her because I like always wanted her but never had her. And so I bought her and just like put her up on like my bookshelf. So never really fully left American Girl. And just like interacting with the community because we so many of us grew up the same way. Like all of us are so different, but that whole like American Girl is just like an intersect for so many of us. So that was just like so cool to see. And yeah.
Amazing. And I think, like, I don't know if you, like us, were kind of like pleasantly surprised by how many people there really are, like, still just like at varying degrees of collector. Some have like 100 dolls, some have their childhood doll, but like still engaging with the American Girl culture after all these years. It's just been so cool to see. But have there been any new additions to your collection besides Kirsten?
Yeah, let's see. I got American Girl of Today number 11. She has like short bangs, black hair, and she's just like as like an Addie mold face, medium skin. And I've always wanted her, and I was like, I'm gonna get her. And then I got another American Girl Today, number 21. She's like kind of like redhead, has the pin curls.
Yes. I think
So
that's the
cute.
one I have
Is that the
that
one you
was
have?
like, it's like the two
She's
ponytails. Yes, that's her. Yeah, she's.
yeah.
I was like, oh, they've made one without bangs. I need to like, and she had her two ponytails, and she obviously looked nothing like me as a kid, but I was like, that's, the one I want. She looks pretty cool. Number 21.
Yeah, I was so drawn to her for some reason. And I don't know, she just gave off like cool girl vibes. And maybe because she maybe reminded me a little bit of like Lindsay Lohan in The Parent Trap.
Yes.
Ooh, love
So,
it.
yeah.
No,
Bond.
she's the coolest. She's the coolest.
Agreed.
Mine came in the blue long cargo skirt with the reversible red and blue vest. That was the era in which I received AG21. But she's kind of
Amazing.
gone through, many different. She's like stayed in the collection for quite a while. I feel like up until recently, where now they're just like so customizable, but
Yes. And I was like trying to find the perfect number 21 because I guess recently they released her like without, not recently, maybe like a couple years ago, released her without like her pin curls. And I was like, no, she has to have her pin curls. So searched a little bit for the special number 21. So
That's so fun. And
Oh
what outfits and accessories have you gotten recently?
my gosh, so many. I'm like, don't tell my husband. I've been like hoarding random furniture and outfits.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of outfits. I stumbled upon this. I don't know if it oh, what's it called? So like liveauctioneer.com. But
I've never heard of this.
I've probably got the website name wrong, but they do have a lot of like random American Girl auctions from time to time. And I got like all of this stuff for like so cheap. I got like all of these like grid pins, the wall hang. So it's like
Oh.
the huge giant like poster, and then it's like all these grid pins, and I'm like,
Oh my God,
I
that's
have nowhere
so
to put this.
fun.
But it was included in the lot for like this
Yeah.
auction. So got like the Earth Day outfit, a whole bunch of like
Oh my
early
God, the Earth
American
Day
Girl today.
outfit. This is so fun, Patience. Do
Yeah.
you have to like pick up the auction items locally or are they sent from
They
across the
mail it to
country?
you. They
Yeah.
do.
Oh my God, this is
It's
such a good like pro tip for collectors out there. This is
dangerous.
so interesting. I'm gonna have to do some research.
It's dangerous, let me tell you. So,
Seriously. Oh my God, that's so fun that you could get American Girl items on here.
yeah, it's fun for sure.
What items are on your radar now that you're after?
So my goal is to one day complete Addie's Pleasant Company collection. So like
Yeah.
that's kind of like my focus. Anything else, like if I see something for a good price, maybe I'll like snag and kind of like stash it away. But like my primary focus right now is Addie's collection. So I recently got her nightstand and a couple of outfits that I didn't have for her. But so much of her like stuff pre Mattel and like Pleasant Company is so expensive. So I'm just like keeping an eye out, on good deals. But
Right. Oh my
I would
goodness.
love to have her like birthday set, like her dishes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, but it's so
Oh my
expensive. Like
God.
to find a complete set is just like impossible.
Yeah, her tabletop accessories are so beautiful. And the furniture too. I love her table set.
Yeah, I would like have that in my home, like modern day. It's yeah,
Yes, it's
isn't
so
it? It's
cute.
cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it so much. Is it still your original first Addie that you got when you were a kid?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing that you've taken such, with the exception of the silver eye, we won't hold
Silver eye, gave her a couple
that
haircuts, so like I recently
against
replaced her wig.
you. Ooh. Did you do that
But
yourself?
I did, yeah, because I didn't want to send her into the hospital because I guess they like replaced the entire head.
Yeah.
So I found a wig on Etsy and I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do it. And it was way harder than I thought, but totally worth it.
Oh my God, what was challenging about it?
I will say getting the original wig off.
I can't even imagine the sound that it makes when you're trying to pull it off.
Yes.
Right?
Like, oh,
I
I feel
think
so
that's
bad.
like what's kind of stopping me from like rewigging my Felicity is that like I've attempted to it, like I attempted to take it off, but it's like really stuck on there. Like
It's
it
really on
feels pretty
there.
like jarring to like,
Yeah.
rip it or hair it. Yeah.
I watched a lot of YouTube tutorials. And so like you kind of like pry off off a little bit and then like acetone trying to like get that glue off.
Oh,
And then
that's
so it's
smart.
definitely it's a process for sure.
Yeah.
But
Oh,
totally worth it.
acetone. Yeah, that's a good tip. Yeah, I was like, what about like soaking her head in water? But I don't know if that would do anything.
Yeah.
But
And her wig was definitely snatched. I was like, Addie, you look so different with no hair. Like I
my
get this new wig on
God.
stat.
Right? Oh my
I
God, that's so funny. It's
know,
so funny to see them when they don't have their
I
hair and
was
like when
like,
you
and
know
it's
that they
not like a
do.
clean like wig pull off, so you have like remnants of like glue and like patches of hair. I'm like,
Right.
Addie, you are looking a little rough, but I'm gonna
Oh
help you out.
my
So
God, that is so funny.
yeah.
Oh, I love that. Well, I hope you could complete her collection in the next bit
One
of
day.
time here, one
Yeah.
day. That's such a fun like goal to seek out
Yeah.
completing that. That's like a treasure hunt, right? Like it's
Yeah.
rare, it's not like easily available, and you just kind of collect it along the way. That's
Yeah,
really fun.
it'll take some time, so it's something fun to like look forward to. So, yeah.
Totally. Did you partake in Sydney's from Five Hens and a Cockatiel, the Dress Like an American Girl Day back in January?
I did. Yes, that was
Oh
so
my
much
God.
fun.
What did you dress up as? What did you
I made like a modern day version of Addie's birthday dress.
do? Ooh. Yeah.
So,
I saw
yeah.
this on your Instagram. It was like Urban Outfitters tier, like modern quality. Like
Oh, thank
it looked so
you.
trendy
That's so
and
sweet. That was like the
cute.
first dress I've ever sewed in my life. And I was like, I'm gonna do this because I have like a hard time like finishing tasks and like projects. And I'm like, no, we're gonna complete this. We're gonna do it. We're gonna take a picture and we're gonna post it to Instagram. So
Wow.
I had so much fun doing it. And I'm so glad she put that together. Sydney's amazing.
Truly,
She's
oh my
so
God. Great.
She is a gem of a person, of a human. She's just
Yes.
so cool.
She really is. Lindsay and I were lamenting that we didn't participate, but next year I feel like we're gonna be on top of it.
What do you know who you're gonna dress up as?
I think we have to dress up as like both of our like soul dolls, which for Lindsay is Felicity and for me is Samantha. So I think that some variation of that, right, Linds?
Yeah, like I'm aiming for Felicity's summer dress. I'm hoping, I love it so much. I would
So
love,
good.
I was really inspired by Sydney. And now you also creating the dresses. Like, I would just love like an exact replica or as close to it as I could get from that summer dress. Like, I have plenty of white dresses that I could tie a sash around and probably have it pretty accurately like to a Felicity summer dress, but I would love to sew it myself and create that. It's so beautiful.
It's so much fun. It's like if you have an ample amount of time and like you're leading up to this date and just like getting the fabric and getting an idea in your head and then like making it. It's so much fun.
Did you use a sewing machine or by hand?
Sewing machine.
Because
Yeah.
like I'm always so tempted. Like I think sewing is something that I would love to learn, but then there's the daunting idea of maybe getting a sewing machine that scares me a little bit because, knowing me, like I will get a sewing machine and then abandon the task. So
Well, let me encourage you by saying I got a sewing machine and it took me an entire year to use it. Or maybe a little over a year. Because I was just like, this is so intimidating. I have to read all these instructions. I'll just do it later. And then I finally sat down to like set it up and it only took me like 30 minutes. And I was like, I've been putting this off and it's like not that bad.
Oh, wow. Did you have
So
like the skill before purchasing it?
no, like my mom has always sewed in front of me and she's always tried to like teach me, but I'm like, just like not paying attention.
Fair. Okay.
So I definitely like self-taught, I guess, but in no means like a pro or anything. Like I can barely read patterns. I'm just like, what? So, but
I know.
it's
I
fair.
picture it being like putting together IKEA furniture where you're like, wait, what? And you're like, which is like the front and which is, and like having to like putting it together and being like, oh, I have to go back now and undo this. Like, I could see myself ripping a lot of seams out of something I've made.
Yeah, totally me. But yeah, it's
That
fun. Like if you have some free time, it's a fun little pastime, so.
that's amazing. I'm glad that you sewed your dress for that. That's really special and kind of bringing the connection with your mother to AG of the present. But I would love to go back in time for a moment. I love that your mother was sewing outfits for your Addie doll. Was she engaging in American Girl in any other way with you? Were you reading the books together or, partaking in any other thing to get you both involved?
Yeah, she definitely read the books with me, and I feel like she loved the Pleasant Company brand like just as much as I did, just as a mom, like knowing that your daughter is getting like the best of the best. She was super into that, and we were in a play together at Barnes and Noble. They had like an American Girl event there, And I played Addie, and my mom played Addie's mom.
Oh my
And
God, that is
so,
so cute.
yeah, we had
So
so much
cool.
fun. And then, like, when it was my turn to say my lines, I froze, and
Oh
she stepped in for me and just like played it off and just like saved the day. And so,
Oh my God. That
yeah.
is so sweet. Oh my God,
So
Patience. I
sweet.
know. It's so embarrassing. But
Wait,
wow.
no, my mom is the best.
how old were you when you were doing this?
Oh, I want to say maybe 8, maybe
Oh my
7 or 8.
gosh.
I don't know,
So
pretty young.
cute. Oh
And
my
how'd you
God.
find
find out about this? Like, did they put an ad or
I have no idea. I'm sure my mom found out because like for
something?
me, like a reward was going to the library or Barnes and Noble.
Yeah.
So we were there like all the time.
Oh my
So
God.
I'm sure she probably like saw a flyer or like had a list of events that were coming to our local, bookstore
Yeah.
and just kind of like signed us up. And
Oh my God.
yeah. So I was like,
That's
yeah,
so cute.
I can totally do this. I'm into my role. And then
Oh my
like
God.
there was like,
Did you have to audition for this?
I don't think we had to audition. It was just like sign up. And if you're, the first to sign up, there weren't many of
Yeah.
us who were like wanting to get up there in costume.
That's
Oh my
fair.
gosh.
Were there like rehearsals, or did they teach you the day of?
I don't think there were any rehearsals. I really don't. And if there were, I don't remember them. But I think it was like, here's like some lines. And
Yeah.
there you got it. Let's do this.
What was the scene of this that you were supposed to be acting out?
You know what? I don't think it was a scene, to be honest. I think it was, I want to say, whoever was hosting the event was like interviewing the characters and like what their life was like. I think that's
Oh.
what it was. I can't be
Okay.
too sure, but I don't think it was a scene. I think it was more of like, Addie and
Role
her mom.
play.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So,
Yeah. Oh my God,
yeah.
that's a lot to like, that's a lot of pressure and a lot to kind of remember, especially without like any rehearsal or
Yeah.
anything. Like that's a pretty large prompt to give a child, but that's
Yeah.
so cool that you participated in that. And I love that
Yeah.
like Barnes and Noble was able to have events like that and kind of celebrate reading in that way and kind of bring it to life even further. That's
Yeah,
so fun.
definitely. Definitely. My mom saved the day for sure. So.
Oh, mom saves the
Right, instead of Addie saves day. Yeah, exactly.
day. Oh my
That is
gosh,
so
so
sweet.
fun. We've heard so many of our interviewees have mentioned like all these different types of American Girl events that were going on, and I am so bitter that not one crossed my path when I was a kid.
Oh
Oh my God. Well, Laura, you did go to the American Girl camp.
Yeah, but I was traumatized at the camp because
Wait,
I was.
there was a camp?
It was like a loosely themed American Girl camp. Like the local historical society in my town did this camp that one of our past guests, my childhood best friend Chrissy, also attended. But when she attended, it was called Act Like a Lady. And it was like very focused on like tea party and manners. I don't know if they like changed the vibe when I joined, but it was more focused on like crafting. Like we did some sewing projects, and then at the end, we did do an American Girl play, but it was like we had to write the play. So the play that we came up with was Addie Meets Josefina,
That's amazing.
which like the premise was that Josefina was moving to a new town and Addie
Okay.
was her best friend, and
Oh.
I was traumatized because I was the youngest one in my like camp, so I kind of got taken advantage of and they made me play Josefina's dad.
Oh. But I totally feel like Addie and Josefina would be besties in real life.
Totally. They're both like such like sweet, sensitive souls. I feel like they would get along really well.
That's a great pair, especially for creating that play on your own at camp, like letting the camp attendees choose their own adventure, really.
I'm sure like the parents like came to see it, and my mom invited like my grandparents as well, and I'm sure watching these plays be put on was like mind-numbingly cringy for the adult attendees, but for us it was like we were like, oh, this is like professional, we have to be professional. And I believe I had like manipulated a little bit my group to let me change it to being Josefina's mom by the time the performance rolled around, because I was just like really wanting to wear like something that was like historic and feminine and not like, you know, pants and like my hair up to look like a man. So I think they at least gave me that permission.
That's
It's like
amazing.
the age difference was like I was 7 and these girls were maybe 9, but it feels so huge during
Right.
that
Oh,
time
for
that
sure.
you're like, oh my God, they're so powerful. But yeah, I hope there's no paper trail or video footage of those performances anywhere in like the town historical society, because they should be burned, never seen again. Along with all the crafts I completed while I was there. But yeah, that was like the only thing that I did. But we've had people who have been in all different types of American Girl fashion shows, some that were like really seemed to be like very much in line with like the brand's like historical clothes and like having like a doll and a girl for like every single collection. And then some were more like girl of today and also like modern, like the clothing that they used to have that was like not for dolls, but just for girls, that vibe. And I'm just like, where were these opportunities to be in the spotlight when I was a kid? Lindsay, I don't know if you feel the same way, but.
100%. However, I feel like I'm almost glad that I didn't have the opportunity to audition for one because I could see myself not getting the part and being devastated.
I feel like you would totally get the part.
Oh,
I
thank
think so
you.
too, Lindsay. I know. Lindsay, you were probably one of the girls making me be Josefina's dad.
God.
Just kidding.
Oh man. Yeah, like growing up, I didn't even know that like there were American Girl fashion shows or any like sort of events. I think that like in the catalog they were advertised a bit more, but I must have just saw a lot of text in the catalog and skipped over those pages and go straight to something a little bit more enticing because I don't think I even like heard about them until we started to interview our guests that were a part of them.
Yeah, I didn't know that American Girl fashion shows existed. Right? Or
Yeah.
like recently. It's like, what? That's so cool.
Honestly, oh my God. I'm very glad I didn't know, because even if I did know and they weren't near where I grew up in Connecticut, like I would have just had this chip on my shoulder like throughout my life. Like I had the opportunity to do this and I couldn't. Or like, oh my God. Like I still have such bitterness towards not having any of the historic clothing that I could wear myself. Like,
Same. I did have one matching American Girl of Today PJ set.
Oh, cute.
They were like polka dot, pink polka dots. I don't know. But yeah, I always wanted to match my Addie doll. But yeah.
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 I had a Girl of Today, a few outfits from Girl of Today. I had that red flannel nightgown, and then I had some of like the logo, like the black logo tee and the shorts that were black and white striped.
That
So
logo
I,
tee.
oh,
Oh, are you guys
what I
gonna?
would.
You need to recreate that shirt so we
Oh
can
my
buy it.
God. We want to so bad. We're not sure if it's
One
legal to do
day.
that.
Oh, gotta do it. I let one slip away on eBay. I was like, I'll have another
Oh,
chance. I'm beating myself
no.
up for it.
Oh my God.
Like,
Oh
oh, why? Oh my
seriously,
gosh.
I know. Oh, I hope I could track mine down one day. It wouldn't fit, but at least I'd have it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like even though I had that Girl of Today clothing, it still wasn't the historic clothing. Like,
Yeah.
oh, I loved playing dress up so much growing up. Like that was my
Same.
like top three activity, dressing up. Dress ups, going to my friend's house, seeing what's in their collections. Nothing was better. Like the more sequins, the more tulle, like the
The high heels, good
better.
stuff.
Right? Oh my
So
goodness.
good. So good. Patience, so you got to participate in this amazing event at Barnes and Noble. Did you ever get to venture out to any of the American Girl store locations and, you know, maybe attend a little American Girl tea party in the cafe or anything like that?
Yes, I got to go to the American Girl place with my best friend in Chicago. And I took my Addie doll, she took her Josefina, and we had like the time of our lives
Ah,
there. We got to
fun.
see what was the play? Circle of Friends while we
Yep.
were there. And I still have like all the songs stuck in my head. I had the most amazing lunch with our dolls and like tea party, and it was just like an amazing experience to see everything from the catalog like come to life in front of you. So cool, nothing like it. And I'm like dying to go back in my older age with a
Oh my
friend or
God.
someone, anybody who like will go with me. I just like want to go
We'll
hang out.
go.
Yes, we'll gladly
Yeah,
go.
that is so fun, Patience. And
Yeah.
on your Instagram account, you had posted a video of the Chicago store that was
Yeah.
so incredible to see. Like, I didn't know what it looked like, and I had heard from one of our former guests what it was like, but to actually see it in that video that you found was incredible. And
Just
for
like,
anyone
take me
listening
back.
now, like check back in the archives of Vintage Plus and Company, it is truly incredible. And it really is like museum-like. Like it's
Yeah.
so like beautiful.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like when after I posted that, and when I was just like in this cadence of like posting on the regular for my account, I had a dream that I like went back to the American Girl Play store, but I was like in that time
Wow.
period. I don't know what that says about how like my brain works, but I was like, oh, this is so cool. Take me back. I miss my childhood. So,
Wow,
yeah.
that's so fun.
Yeah, so much
I
fun.
mean, it's so magical. Like, I remember my first trip was to the New York store, and really, like, when you do walk in there, especially because I think for this group of gals here, American Girl was largely in a catalog. There was not really a huge online presence. So to see, you know, things from the catalog brought to life on that scale is like insane. It's
That's
so
so cool.
cool. Yeah. And even, you know, even though they've changed a lot, obviously, about it, when I went to the New York and Chicago store in like the past like couple years or so, it's still, even though it's different, it's still very cool.
Yeah,
And it's
yeah.
just like, I mean, like the attention to detail and the scale on which they do things is like unparalleled, I think, by any other brand for dolls in that way. So
Yeah.
yeah, it's like, I think that's why it's fun for adults to still go back and like get a mimosa, 'cause you're like,
Right? That's
right?
all I want to do. I was like, I'm like already planning my 33rd birthday. I'm like, can we go like to American Girl Place? I don't
Yeah. What's the
know.
closest one to you?
Ah, oh, man. Wait, I used to live right next to one in Kansas City. There was one in Kansas. So it's kind of sad. I feel like the closest one to me would be in. They closed the one. Is there one in LA? I think that's
Yeah.
still open, right? It's being like
Yes, it
refurbished or
is.
something.
Yes, I think so. I haven't been to
Yeah.
that one yet, but it's at one of, you know, those grand LA malls,
Yes.
like
Yes.
Century City or like the
Yeah.
Galleria or something.
Patience, I have a question. Did your husband know about American Girl before he met you?
Great question, Lindsay.
No. It was so funny because like, babe, have you heard of American Girl? He's like, what? And so I've like slowly like described and like all the history and like pulled out the catalogs. And I definitely think like in his brain, he was like, this is a little bit weird. When they started to slowly accept that this was part of my childhood that I want to incorporate back into my adult life. And he is 100% on board, but he was like, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking
I love that. Did he
about.
have anything that like he collected or was really into growing up himself?
You know what? I never asked him that. I don't think so. Like we're quite the opposites. Like I'm definitely like I would be a hoarder if I lived alone. And for him, it's just like, extra stuff is just like extra stuff. He's just like, he doesn't need it, he'll throw it away, give it away. And me, on the other hand, I'm like, what else can I collect? Like we have tons of books. I collect a lot of like vintage Star Wars stuff. Like we're just like all over the place. So I think by now he's used to like what he's married to, and like we've been together for like 7 years. So I mean, he knows, but I'm like, hey babe, I just found this great deal on eBay. Like, can I buy it?
He's
Like,
like,
sure. I'm like, I
okay.
promise it won't take up that much space.
Oh my
Oh
gosh,
my
that's so
gosh.
fun.
But yeah,
So
he was really sweet. He was when I first started telling him about it, and because he has two sisters, he was like, I'm gonna ask my mom if like she has any like American Girl stuff like buried in the basement. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
yeah, were his si are his sisters familiar with it?
I don't know. I have yet to ask them. I feel like they would be because they're right around that age. So
Right. I know anytime someone I so I'm single, but Lindsay's married, but I feel like anytime I go on a date, it's like, at what point do I reveal the American Girl podcast? In an unweird way, but like sometimes like it's surprising what some guys remember, like because they had sisters, or like once you tell them about it, they're like, oh yeah, like actually I was aware of this. And it's like, good, you should be aware.
You should be strong women for the win.
Exactly. I really love that, the books especially were so targeted to girls growing up and really gave us that sense of, I don't know, just a voice in history. But I wish more boys were into American Girl as well. Like, I feel like there was such a binary growing up. Like, boys would not be reading these books. Like, I
Oh, for
doubt my
sure.
brothers read them. Like, I don't,
And I feel like, luckily that's like changing. But yeah, when we were growing up, I was like, those are for girls. And now I have like a whole library of books I've collected for my future daughter or son. So I'm excited. So.
No, I remember like it's so funny because like boys won't read like wouldn't read American Girl books, but like we'd have to read like their dumb books like
The Hardy
Cull the
Boys.
Wild, yeah, like
Oh
Hatchet, whatever,
my
like
God. We talk about this a lot, but we always hear the male perspective in history. And while American Girl books center their stories around girls as the main characters, they are certainly not only stories for girls. But I wasn't aware of any boys in my class that were reading these books. My brothers certainly weren't reading them. And I know that this is a very small sample size that is also based on memories from 25, 30 years ago, and that there are plenty of boys that grew up reading American Girl. But I feel like it could have been more widely shared because anyone could learn from these books. They not only share such a captivating look into history that is digestible for children, but they also shared such strong messaging of independence, friendship, kindness, and empathy. So hopefully these books are being more broadly shared now.
Yes, I think that's happening. Like I've even heard some guests on your podcast saying like they want their sons to read these books and to interact with these dolls, and I just think that's so cool. So I'm excited for the our future, this future generation. I just think they're so empathetic and kind and understanding. So
Yeah,
yeah.
definitely. Well, I feel like this brings us to a really good place to ask our last question here, Patience. And that is, what lasting impression did American Girl leave on you?
Oh my goodness. So many, from childhood to adulthood. I think just for me, specifically with Addie, just being proud of my history and knowing where I came from and being from such like a strong line of amazing women who work so hard for future generations to be able to do what I do today. And history is so important and will always be. I just think knowing where you came from in order to know where you're going. And yeah, that's so important.
So well said. And, I think that it's great, that we have, as much as it like makes us all feel old, I'm sure, more recent generations of American Girl decades coming out, like the '70s, the '80s, the '90s, I'm sure the 2000s will come in the next like 5 years or so. And it's like, obviously, it feels crazy, but it's so powerful that, even with all the changes, they're still continuing to be a brand that wants to, like tell people's stories, specifically tell girls' stories from all different eras. So, yeah, I'm just so glad that we all got in though when we did, because I wouldn't trade our era of pleasant company for
Right?
anything.
Oh my
So
God.
good.
Honestly.
The golden age.
The golden age of AG.
Agreed.
Well, Patience, if you were to host a dinner party inviting two American Girl characters, and these could be the main gals or their family and friends, which two American Girl characters would you be inviting to dinner?
This is so hard. I was trying to think of this earlier and I was like, I don't have any ideas. I feel like, I want to say Addie and Samantha because their lives were so different. And I feel like they would have so much to talk about and just kind of like pick each other's brains. But yeah, that would just be like, even if I wasn't a part of the dinner party and just like a fly on the wall, I feel like I would just like love to be, just like see them interact. I think would be very interesting.
That's a great pair. They weren't too far off in history from each other, but so much had changed within the country. And I think them, being able to have conversations together would be so impactful to hear and really, really special. Agreed.
Oh, I love that answer. I'm like, well, on a totally flippant note, after that wonderful answer, I have taken a look at your list of celebrities, and I'm gonna name one, and you can tell us who you think they would have for an American Girl doll. So, the celebrity I'm gonna go with, because I think maybe someone has said her before, but it was a really long time ago, and I'd like to hear the answer. Who would Zoe Kravitz have for an American Girl?
Ooh, love it.
Oh my gosh, Zoe.
So I don't know. I feel like Zoe would have Kaya. I just feel like the relaxed, chill vibes of Kaya match Zoe, personality traits. I don't know. I feel like Zoe might go for Kaya. I think.
Yeah, I feel like there's also like a coolness factor, like an
Yes.
effortless cool.
An effortless cool. Like when you just like you look at the doll, yes, she's so cool. And that's one doll I never got, but I'm like still like, oh, I really want her so bad.
Oh my God. Well, Patience, my father retrieved my Kaya doll from
Did you
our
find her?
from our
Oh
neighbor's house, and
my gosh.
she's in rough shape, but I am gonna go through the process of restoring her not myself. I'm gonna send her away to be restored, not to American Girl. I'm gonna send her to like AG doll cleaning, I think. But I'm excited to see what she like comes out like, because I haven't seen her like in her full like, pure state since I first got her, and she was my last historic doll.
I have been following this journey since I've been listening to this podcast, and I'm like, you found the doll at your neighbor's house. Oh my God, I'm so happy.
I'm so excited to, just like go through the process, because now, that I have her, I feel like I have to acquire her meat outfit at least so she
You
can
have
wear
to.
that.
You have to.
Yeah. So I've been checking eBay. It is kind of hard to find though, like because her meat outfit has a lot of pieces, and there are like some that are like the dress, but it doesn't have the belt, or like it's the shoes, but like it doesn't have like the little shell hair ties that she comes with. So I'm really working hard to see if I can find, a good assortment of all the pieces of the meat outfit, but I'll keep everyone posted
Oh
on
my
the
gosh, I'm like
saga.
thrilled. This is like the best news I've had in like forever. This is I'm like every podcast episode, like you're talking to your guests and you're like, oh, we haven't found anything. We haven't found anything. And I'm like,
I know.
oh,
My poor dad has
I'm
just been like
excited.
the intermediary here, but his
That's
work is
amazing.
appreciated.
I love
Oh
it.
my
That's so
God.
awesome.
It is so exciting. I'm so excited for you to finally reunite with her.
I know. My parents
Oh.
are coming to visit in June, and I'm wondering if I should ask them to bring it or if I'll wait until the next time I go home, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well, this has been absolutely incredible, Patience. Thank you so much for joining us today on AGW. This has been a joy and much anticipated, and we just couldn't be more thankful that AG brought us together.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun. I'm such a huge fan of the podcast and your Instagram account. And so to
Oh.
be able to be featured on an episode is like so exciting for me. You ladies are doing some amazing things for the community. And so keep up the good work. This has been awesome.
You are
Oh, thank
so kind. And
you.
likewise. Oh my
Likewise.
goodness.
Yeah, back
Thank
at
you.
ya.
The AG community is just so special and made up of the best people, truly.
Agreed. Agreed.
And now, where could everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Vintage Pleasant Company. That's where I post all of my finds and nostalgic catalog scans and video clips and stuff. So, yeah, that's where you can find me.
Amazing. You are a must follow. So, everyone listening right now, go
Please.
find Patience.
Well, thank you, Patience, so much for joining us. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to American Girl Women. For more AG Women content, follow us on IG at American Girl Women or send us your American Girl stories via AmericanGirlWomen@gmail.com. We might just read them on the pod. If you like this podcast, tell your friends and rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.